It's over 5% for everyone, and those making under $15,000 a year would not pay any state income tax. It would also eliminate the state's Social Security income tax and speed up the end of the state's food sales tax in the state as well. According to Governor Kelly, though, she said she vetoed the plan because it did not do enough to help the middle class and said it could put the state's finances at risk with that single-rate tax plan that could bankrupt the state within the next 3 to 4 years. According to the Kansas Policy Institute, however, they say that we would still see a major surplus in the state after 3 years of the tax plan taking effect. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Washburn University has announced that they are opening up their observatory for the public to enjoy some special events starting this week. As WIBW reports, that the events are sponsored by Washburn University's Physics and Astronomy Department that will take place on 13 different scheduled dates over the springtime, weather permitting. Coming up this week, it is kicking off with February 1st, followed by the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, and 29th, followed by another event on March 7th, the 21st, and 28th, and into the months of April and May. Each event starts from 6:30 to 8 p.m., where you have an opportunity to see some stars and enjoy the observatory. They say it's an annual event that they like to launch it shortly after Kansas Day that gives individuals an opportunity to see the stars in a different way. And Tracy, I have to say, I love observatories and definitely excited about the upcoming events. According to the department, they say that the events are free to the public and are available for all ages. For more information, you can go to the website at washburn.edu/observatory. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Students, faculty, and visitors to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln now have a new way to contact the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's police department through texting with a program called Convey 911. Sarah Hack, the UNLPD dispatch director, spoke with KOLN.
They can also ask to access their phone video. So if they needed to show us what was going on, if there was a car fire, an emergency or something, they needed to show us the scene, we also have that capability. Those are kind of secondary options for us. We're really using it for more for communication, but it's really nice to know that as technology advances, that UNLPD is really at the forefront of that.
In other news, the party may be over for clever and humorous safety tips on message boards installed over Nebraska freeways. The Federal Highway Administration said in a recent update that they recommend states steer clear of messages with humor, double meanings, and references to pop culture, meaning that different sayings like don't be a clown, put the phone down may come to an end very soon. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Give any room in your home a great new look with Dakota Shiplap from Menards. Hurry in while supplies last for a hot deal. An 8-foot homestead shiplap. Great for walls, trim, and more. Just $7.99 after rebate. Plus, update your kitchen with a Tuscany faucet in stainless or matte black finish with pull-down spout. Just $39.99 after $30 rebate. Price is good through February 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking.
a program on managing risk with ARC, PLC, and SCO. Considering trade-offs and tools, will be featured Zoom with ag producers through the Kansas State Department of Ag Economics this Friday, February 2nd, from noon to 1. If you're unable to attend the live meeting, recordings of the presentation will be available afterward. The deadline for agricultural risk coverage, price loss coverage, for crops with base acres is March 15th. Same deadline as for crop insurance for spring planted crops. Producers who select PLC have the option of adding a supplemental coverage option to their crop insurance policy. This webinar will cover implications of current market conditions for these choices and tools available on agmanager.info to support producer decisions. No fee, advance registration is required. Contact Rich Llewellyn at rvl@ksu.edu or contact your local extension office for more information. On this Zoom conference, Friday, noon to 1, again, recordings of the presentation will be available afterward. Kansas State University Beef Extension Specialist and agents will be hosting several cow-calf production-focused meetings throughout the state through February. Programs are a joint effort between state specialists and local extension units and aim to address various topics pertinent to local needs and conditions experienced by producers. Topics will range from risk management tools and cowherd nutrition considerations following drought to heifer development strategies and bull selection. Those meetings include a stop in Seneca February 5th. Rebuilding the cowherd begins at 6:30 at the Wolsencroft Event Center. For additional details or reservations, contact Ross Mosteller at 785-336-2184 or rmostell@k-state.edu. Information about the meeting can also be found at ksubeef.org and through local unit websites.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marshall County Historical Society seeking volunteers to keep the courthouse open weekends and holidays April through September. Volunteers will cover the courthouse Saturday and Sundays 1 to 4, as well as holidays. If you're passionate about history and culture and have a few hours to spare, please contact the Marshall County Historical Society. Phone Diane at 785-562-5010. Volunteer shifts are available Saturday and Sundays, allowing you to choose a schedule that fits your availability. Bernard R. Wayne Hill, age 87, of Home, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial in the Home City Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 4:30 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for R. Wayne Hill. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham salad sandwich, vegetable soup, celery with carrots, tropical fruit, and a cookie. Tomorrow, chicken noodle soup, a biscuit, celery and carrots, and tropical fruit cocktail. KNDY News, time is 7:13.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in Home has the monument that's right for you.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen, but do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny and much warmer today with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 70s. And mostly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. There will be a chance for some rain showers on Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then rain showers are likely into Friday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain will continue into Saturday, a bit cooler with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Easterly winds run 15 to 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then more rain showers throughout Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Easterly winds still gusting as high as 30. Rain showers will continue into Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s, and some showers possible Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January 41, record high in this date 66. The average low 19, the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:36, sunset this evening at 5:45. 33 degrees this hour, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this last day in January, Wednesday, the 31st. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Quality, integrity, durability. These values make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment, competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, overtime hours, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes profit sharing, comprehensive insurance package, paid time off, and more. It's not too late to get your new year started off right. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Employer Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more online at Landall.com today.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Men's top 25 college hoops, third-ranked North Carolina in Atlanta to tangle with Georgia Tech. Time winding down in a one-point game.
Skips with it to the right. He draws Baycott on the switch. Takes it to the rack. Down the left side with the scoop. He got it! 7.7 seconds left!
The call on the Georgia Tech Sports Network. Nathan George's layup with 7 seconds left was the difference in the game. Georgia Tech shocks North Carolina 74-73. Number 5 Tennessee look to avoid their own upset hosting South Carolina.
2 seconds left. Kaneko alone with the three go. It's no good. And you can put Spurs on this one. South Carolina takes down number 5 Tennessee.
The call on Learfield, final score 63-59 Gamecocks. South Carolina takes down Tennessee. Eighth-ranked Kansas crushed Oklahoma State 83-54. Number 9 Marquette edged Villanova 85-80. The Knicks, currently the NBA's hottest team, hosted the Jazz, looking to extend their winning streak to 8 games.
Backing down Abaji, and now they swing it around to the left corner. DiVincenzo will try a three. He's got another one. Oh, Dante DiVincenzo has 33.
The call on ESPN New York. Dante DiVincenzo scored a game-high 33 points. The Knicks beat the Jazz 118-103. The Celtics topped the Pacers 129-124. The Hawks drubbed the fading Lakers 138-122. And in a 119-107 loss to the Warriors, Sixers star center Joel Embiid left the game twice. The second exit coming from an injury not connected to his first injury. NHL, the Blue Jackets shut out the Blues 1-0, and the Sharks blanked the Kraken 2-0. Baseball, John Angelos has agreed to sell the Baltimore Orioles for $1.725 billion. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls play. Riley County edged Marysville in overtime 43-42. Hanover girls took Valley Heights 59-37. Frankfort beat Blue Valley 55-30. Washington County over Lynn 55-39. Donovan West topped Axtell 53-23. Centralia beat Troy 47-41. Concordia edged Clay Center 50-49. Chapman beat Clay Center 35-34. Northeast Kansas Home School over Abilene 42-33. And in boys play, Marysville beat Riley County 42-35. Hanover down Valley Heights 55-45. Blue Valley boys beat Frankfort 59-48. Lynn over Washington County 41-34. Axtell defeated Donovan West 49-42. Centralia beat Troy 50-32. Clay Center down Concordia 53-35. Clay Center took Chapman 68-61. And Abilene beat Northeast Kansas Home School 67-57.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A mixed close to the trading day left the Dow Jones 134 points higher and sitting at a new record, 38,467. The S&P gave up a fraction. The NASDAQ composite slipped 0.75%. Shares in Tesla slid about 3% in after-hours trading after a Delaware judge voided the $56 billion package given to founder Elon Musk. The judge says the board of directors failed to prove the compensation plan was fair. More work is opening up for non-billionaires. The Labor Department counted over 9 million open positions in December. The same report showed more Americans are staying put at the jobs they have. The number of people quitting has fallen to a nearly three-year low. And don't look for your favorite Taylor Swift song on TikTok. Universal Music Group says it'll stop licensing its songs to TikTok, accusing the short-form video giant of bullying and intimidation in its contract negotiations. TikTok says UMG is being greedy. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
Good Wednesday morning. Sims back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is the final day of trade for the month of January 2024. And with that, let's get you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday, maybe a preview of today, and how things are shaping up through the overnight session. Quite a bit of green is all we saw yesterday, pretty much through all of the ag markets. And the livestock, especially February live cattle up 65 at 178.02, April up 52 cents to 181.75. March feeder cattle up 270 to 241.32, April finished up 240 to 247 per hundredweight. February lean hogs also higher, up 57 at 75.85. April closing at $84.90. That was up 147 at the close. Saw a weaker dollar yesterday, which led to quite a bit of green figures throughout the grains and the oil seeds. March corn finished sharply higher, but here through this morning, giving up of some of yesterday's gains. March corn currently down 1.25 to 446.5. May trading at 457. That's down 1.75. Same story for pretty much all of the grains and the rest of the row crops. As of course, yesterday, double digit gains in a lot of places, but giving opening up a lot of those gains this morning. March KC wheat is no different. Down 6.5 at 6.24 1/4. May down 7.5 at 6.21 1/4. March oats is up 0.25 cent at 3.77 1/4. May's unchanged at 3.72 1/4. It was a nearly 25 cent jump yesterday for the soybeans, giving up some of that here this morning. March beans down 8.5 at 12.10 1/4. May down 7.75 to 12.20. Looking in the meal, March soy meal down 1.20 this morning at 3.61.80, and soy oil drops 50 points down to 45.50. Cotton complex, though, is starting a bit higher this morning after a higher close yesterday as well. March cotton up 2 points at 84.80. May is currently trading at 86.08. That's up 2 points as well. Into the energy markets for the overnight session. March crude oil currently down 86 at 76.95 a barrel. February unleaded gas is down 2 cents a gallon at 2.23. February heating oil down 1 at 2.78. And natural gas is actually unchanged at 2.08. Looking at the dollar index for this morning, currently up 14 points at 103.35.
The annual Axtell Knights of Columbus consignment auction will be Saturday, February 3rd. Sale begins at 10 a.m. north of the Catholic Church in Axtell. They will operate three rings. Posts start at 10:30, machinery at 1 o'clock. Selling tractors, vehicles, trucks and trailers, lawn equipment, machinery, livestock supplies, hay bales, hedge posts, livestock supplies, guns, trusses and lumber, new and used skid steer attachments, various tires, miscellaneous. They'll be selling a 10-by-24-foot livestock shed. It's new. Proceeds to the Axtell High School, as well as collectible coins selling at 11 a.m. Consignments accepted through Friday, February 2nd. For information, phone 736-2787 or 736-2821. The annual Axtell Knights of Columbus consignment auction begins 10 a.m. Saturday, February 3rd, north of the Catholic Church in Axtell.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program at Kansas State University is accepting applications for its next class. President of CARL, Jill Zimmerman, discusses the program, who she recommends apply, and the capstone experiences. She begins by explaining how CARL started.
CARL was founded in 1989 and by a group of agriculturists, and the vision at that time was to bring people together to create a legendary network of folks who, at the end of that two-year experience, have a network of opportunities to connect with people, experiences, and places that hopefully at the end of the day allow them to go back home to their communities, whatever, however we define that community, and be able to make change or to do the things necessary that allow our communities to be more successful.
She describes what people could make a good fit for CARL.
You want folks that care. You want folks that, you know, care about their community, care about agriculture, and want to further develop a network that helps them be better people at the end of the day, better for their families, better for their careers. And so there's not like a rubric per se that says you have to check all of these boxes, but it does say that you need to care. And so you have to be between ages of 25 and 55. But I'll tell you, though, that we've exercised discretion in that. In the current class, we have folks that are both younger than 25 and also older than 55, because it's real about goodness of fit, right? You want to find a group of cohorts that really fit together. And the current class is amazing, right? They really come together well. And so really, it's just you have demonstrated a commitment to learning. You've demonstrated a commitment to making our world a better place. And so if you've served in some form of capacity, or if you have a desire to be a lifelong learner and to have a greater impact upon yourself, those are the type of candidates and the type of applicants that we're really looking for.
The two-year program has two capstones, and Zimmerman says what they are.
Capstone for year one is the Washington, D.C. Gettysburg Leadership Experience, which the Gettysburg Leadership Experience is where the participants in the class actually spend time on the battlefield, and then they'll go to the classroom and they'll talk about lessons on the battlefield that day from Gettysburg. And so it's an exceptional experience, and to watch that transformational leadership experience and what happens is super cool. And then so that's the capstone for year one. And then year two is an international tour. So the current class will travel to Spain in March of 2024.
That was Jill Zimmerman, president of CARL, with information about the Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program at K-State. Learn more at www.karlprogram.com. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
In Britain, it's a very good thing if Bob's your uncle. We look at the origins of that very strange expression on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 31st, the 31st day of the year. Baseball legend Jackie Robinson was born 105 years ago, and the trademark Coca-Cola was first registered on this day in 1893. If you're an Anglophile or just watch a bit of British television, you've surely heard the expression, Bob's your uncle, meaning you're all set or you've got it made. Bob, as it turns out, was Lord Robert Salisbury, who served as Prime Minister in the late 18th century. He was famous for securing plum positions and advantages for his nephew, who would later become Prime Minister himself. Robert's lavish nepotism earned him a reputation as the kind of uncle you'd want to have. If Bob was your uncle, you'd have made it in the shade. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, 33 degrees this hour. We'll likely top 60 today and again tomorrow.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs and their defense have been lauded all year long, and a lot of the credit goes to defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, who's been in the league for decades. Chief safety Justin Reed says that the man that they call Spags is his favorite coach and the greatest coordinator in NFL history. Here's what he told WDAF.
He's awesome, bro. He's so awesome, man. We just have full trust and belief in the game plan that Coach Spags puts together, that no matter what happens, even if they do score, say, a touchdown on the first drive, we're going to live and die by the game plan because we know it's going to work.
The defense then made T-shirts that said, in Spags we trust. And here's his reaction to those T-shirts.
I was humbled and embarrassed, to be quite honest with you. But those guys had fun with it, so thank God we ended up doing well.
In other news, the University of Kansas announced that their football team will be playing their home games at the Chiefs Arrowhead Stadium in Sporting KC's Children's Mercy Park while David Booth Memorial Stadium is going under renovations. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville boys basketball team, a come-from-behind win hosting Riley County Tuesday, 42-35 the final, as Marysville's up four at the half, but Riley County went up four at the end of three, 16-5 Bulldogs down the stretch on 9 of 12 free throw shooting. Bulldogs led by Brian Siemens with 15 points, Mason Rader came off the bench with 10, as Marysville improves to 8-5. Riley County led by Eli Harmison with 22 points. Falcons fall to 3-11. Marysville 42, Riley County 35 in boys play. Girls went to overtime. Riley County coming inbounds with under 8 seconds left. Last second launch at the buzzer. Terrence Shepard gets the three for a win 43-42. Riley County led in scoring by Shepard and Maddie Davis 12 apiece. Anna Lambert adds 11. Falcons 5-8-1. Marysville's Casey Rush at 15 as Marysville falls to 5-8, dropping a 43-42 overtime decision Tuesday. Makeup game hosting Concordia for NHS Thursday and Abilene Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls play. Riley County edged Marysville in overtime 43-42. Hanover girls took Valley Heights 59-37. Frankfort beat Blue Valley 55-30. Washington County over Lynn 55-39. Donovan West topped Axtell 53-23. Centralia beat Troy 47-41.
Concordia edged Clay Center 50-49. Chapman beat Clay Center 35-34. Northeast Kansas Home School over Abilene 42-33. And in boys play, Marysville beat Riley County 42-35. Hanover down Valley Heights 55-45. Blue Valley boys beat Frankfort 59-48. Lynn over Washington County 41-34. Axtell defeated Donovan West 49-42. Centralia beat Troy 50-32. Clay Center down Concordia 53-35. Clay Center took Chapman 68-61. And Abilene beat Northeast Kansas Home School 67-57.
KNDY.
Walk away still loving you. Well, I'd give anything if you love me. Some things just ain't meant to be. They say it's all been time lost, but in the long run, I'll be a better man, better off. Self-esteem, get on with my life, follow my dreams, ain't looking back. Learn from my mistakes, once I pass this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better dog. I know wrong wasn't built in a day. There's a lot of good memories in my way. And if I had it all to do over again, I wouldn't change a thing except for the end. Gonna be some pain, gotta pay the cost, but in the long run, I'll be a better man, better off.